Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Ana Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by Factor One. We install a simple sales framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. If you want more sales in your business as soon as this week, go to FactorOne.io to learn more. That's FactorOne.io. Today's guest is Brandy Vaughn. Brandy is a psychic medium mentor who helps highly sensitive people discover their unique psychic gifts, so they can empower themselves to live their life authentically. Brandy's passion is to help people to discover their psychic abilities so they can fulfill their higher purpose to help others, live with intention in their interactions, and listen to their intuition. Brandy is going to share a biz hub about a new way to view death. So Brandy, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Yes. Hi, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Awesome.
So yeah, my view of death changed because I had these psychic gifts, but I tended to ignore them because, you know, it's taboo in our society and a lot of people might think I was crazy. So I didn't want to tell anyone about them. But when I was in my 20s, I had a profound spiritual experience where my grandma was passing away and my family and I were all in her hospice room. We were holding hands. And as she took her last breath, I literally felt her spirit rise above the bed. And when I looked above the bed, I saw the most like magnificent colors. I don't even think they're in our human world. And it was forming a star and it was beating in and out like a heartbeat. And in that moment, without even knowing how I knew, I just knew that death was not final. I knew she was moving on to the spirit world, that she was, you know, transitioning to a new place. I knew that she was at peace. I knew she wanted me to see that. And I knew that her angels and past loved ones were there with her to welcome her into whatever was next on her journey. So everything changed for me in that moment. And I no longer have a fear of death. And because I'm able to talk to deceased loved ones, I know that they're with us just in a different way, which can be very comforting and healing for anyone who might be going through a loss.
That's so interesting and so awesome. I've had some experiences, you know, okay, I was about to go to the rabbit hole. I won't do that. But I will tell you, a lot of the times, we feel something in our gut and we do not listen to it. And then after we, I don't know, whatever we were feeling actually happens, we're like, oh my gosh, Ness, why did I not listen to myself? Why didn't, like, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
That has happened to me a bunch of times. And it's still hard to like trust myself and listen to my gut.
Yes.
But it's important.
That's actually why I created the mentorship program that I did, because that is huge for a lot of people. They don't trust their intuition. And if they are receiving messages from spirit, they don't trust those either. Yeah, so it's a huge, every single one of my clients goes through it. I went through it as well. So that's really a big hurdle because your rational mind has been in like the driver's seat your whole life. And now your intuition is coming in and saying, hey, there's no science here, but I know this is what you want. And I know this is best for you. So I really try to eliminate, you know, people going through that of, I knew I should have listened to myself. So I really get them to actually listen to themselves. And it is a daily practice. You really have to practice at it to get good at it. So you want to ask it, like ask your intuition small questions first, and then you can start asking it the bigger questions once you start to realize that feeling in your body that it gives you whenever you're getting on the right path.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I heard a few weeks ago that when you listen to, I think that what I heard was when you listen to your soul, I'm going to say soul and also change it to when you listen to your gut or your feelings or whatever your body is telling you.
Yep.
You align with yourself and that's where you find true happiness.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I teach people. You're spot on. Because that feeling, that intuition, that spirit or soul, that is the way that your heart is telling you what to do, right? Your spirit and your soul is telling you. And then as soon as your rational mind gets in the way, you're going to start analyzing, doubting yourself.
Yes.
So the best way, and I can tell your listeners this, is your rational mind kicks in 5 seconds. So when you ask your intuition or your gut a question, you only have four seconds to get the answer. And so if you go to that fifth second, now your rational mind is kicking in and it's getting you to, doesn't want to get you out of the comfort zone. And it's going to do everything it can to not have you do what your intuition said.
Oh, awesome. So Brandy, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
So everyone can find me on brandyvan.com. It has all my services on there. And for listening today, if they sign up for my email newsletter list, they will get a fun quiz that shows them that we all have psychic experiences. But if you don't know what to look out for, you don't know what they are. So it's a fun little quiz to show you that you actually are having psychic experiences because we all have this ability.
Okay. How can I find that and like go to your newsletter?
Yeah, go to brandyvan.com and sign up and you'll get the free ebook.
I will be there. Well, amazing. Awesome. That's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Brandy Van, for coming on and sharing her story about how she changed her view on death. If you've got a bizhap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhaps.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One bizhap a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if your sales are down right now and you can't seem to turn it around, go to factorone.io and let's see if we can slingshot you into momentum. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.